You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. It was a busy day at the Capitol yesterday. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
Wisconsin lawmakers passed a flurry of bills yesterday, both in the Senate and the Assembly. But they started out with a moment of silence for the victims of the Minnesota shootings, their families, and the whole state. This is from the Senate.
I request that my colleagues join me in a moment of silence to honor our colleague from Minnesota, Representative and Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark, who were assassinated over the weekend, as well as our colleague from Minnesota, Senator John Hoffman, and his wife Yvette, who were grievously injured in the same attack.
Without objection.
The Senate and the Assembly were in session discussing everything from training for EMS workers to school safety grants. Republican Senator Jesse James from Chippewa County in a press conference before the session, he authored this bill for school safety grants.
It's all too often that we turn on the news and see the headline of another school shooting. These tragedies break our hearts and crush our communities. In recent months, we've seen all too clearly that this can even happen here in Wisconsin.
But this plan for extra money to help school districts improve safety fell apart. Democrats say an amendment added by Republicans strips the plan of its actual funding for schools to pay for it. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit.
You're just playing games. You're just daring the governor to veto this because you think that it'll score political points. You think you can go home and tell your constituents that you did something for school safety. Well, you didn't.
A total of 30 bills was on the agenda yesterday for the Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The budget process continues today for lawmakers. The Joint Finance Committee is set to take up the budget for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
Tomorrow is the first day of the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club Brat Fry in Wisconsin Rapids. It kicks off Friday at 10 a.m. and runs through Sunday. All proceeds will help support the six team members travel to the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan in July. They'll be set up at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. You can help them reach their goal of selling 400 brats. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied. At least when it comes to movies. The marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview magazine. Both actors agreed if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number 2 spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy and Pixar's Elio. A little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. Comedian Tom Segura has seen success on Netflix with his show Bad Thoughts, which gives us a look into the stand-up comic's brain through vignettes, revealing his dark comedy and comedic sensibilities. Segura was thrilled at the news that his show is getting a second season. According to Deadline, his response when he heard the news was, "It was such a thrill to get the opportunity to entertain and horrify audiences with our very bad thoughts on Netflix." There's a new series on the way from Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dominique Thorne revises her role Ironheart from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Thorne and her co-star Alex Ramos were on the Today Show discussing the new venture, and they appear to have the full backing of MCU hero Iron Man Robert Downey Jr., who appeared by video call from the set of Avengers Doomsday, where he is playing Dr. Doom. The first 3 episodes of Ironheart will be available to stream on Disney Plus June 24th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today and warm with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible late in the afternoon. That chance for a shower or thunderstorm continues into the nighttime. It'll be mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.